Ig Parrish spent the night drunk and doing terrible things. He woke the next morning with a thunderous hangover, a raging headache, and a pair of horns growing from his temples. When you hear the name Joe Hill, your mind will automatically go to one of two things. The first, of course, would be Stephen King, as Joe Hill is Stephen King's son, and then the other would be to the horror genre. But Horns by Joe Hill is so much more than just your typical horror novel. It's a mix of several different genres. It infuses a little bit of black comedy with romance, philosophy, a whole ton of theology, and, of course, horror. Going into this book, I knew nothing save what the summary on the back cover told me. And I think even knowing that much was a disservice. It's best to go into this book knowing nothing. So while I won't go in detail about some of the major events in the book, I will talk about some of its themes. Joe Hill makes use of a narrative tip and trick called a foil character. Now, these characters appear in all sorts of media, in movies, TV shows, and books, and a foil character is someone who contrasts with another character, usually the main character, to highlight their qualities. It's a really nifty device that really helps you to develop not only your story's character, specifically main character, but it also helps you to create really interesting and intriguing character dynamics. Ig's foil can be found in Lee Tourneau, a turncoat friend who is, by all accounts, a monster. Ig and Lee, at first glance, might seem like polar opposites, one being a devil and the other being a man, but that is not the case. Rather than contrasting Ig and Lee against one another, Joe Hill uses both of them and their dynamic to explore the dichotomy of good and evil. In Horns, good and evil doesn't really exist. We are presented throughout the book with all of these characters who, again, at face value, seem like very moral, upstanding citizens. But as Ig interacts with them, and once they see his horns, we really see that there is a deep darkness within each and every one of them. And that's the same with Ig himself and Lee. Lee, at the beginning of the book, is portrayed as being a cold-blooded killer, a monster. He's manipulative and analytical and all around just a pretty terrible person. But as the book goes on and we get a little more into his backstory, we learn that Lee is a bit of a tragic character. He is the way he is because of circumstance and nothing else. When he was a young child, he was playing out in the fields behind his house, and he was trying to get the attention of a stray cat. In doing so, he falls and ends up hitting his head on the metal tines of a pitchfork. It goes straight through, damaging his brain, and as a result, changed his personality forever. Ig is very similar to Lee in this way. He also, at the beginning of the book, is presented with a misfortunate circumstance that really twists him and turns him into the devil that he chooses to become. Both of them are powerless in the face of fate. At each step, at each crossroads, it's like life takes away all semblance of choice that they have. And it's really tragic for both of them. They are who they are, and it's not their fault. They are merely victims of circumstance, and both of them have come out worse for it.